The fortress is your habits. You are building a strong foundation by your positive habits. The strength of those habits ensures against all the arrows and the lightning strikes of the negative range of emotions. I have moments where it bubbles over. I feel the lightning strike, but the lightning strike doesn't kill me. It strikes right next to me, says, hey, pay attention right now. Protect yourself. Get back to the fortress.
Hey, it's Brendan dropping in here on something special. I think the most important thing you can do in your life is to train yourself for real personal growth and success. What does that mean anyway? Well, you have to train your mindset and train your discipline so you can follow real habits of success, so that you can break through, so you can win the day more often, so you can crush through all those fears and actually unlock your real potential for abundance and happiness and power and joy. But how? Well, like all learning and all breakthroughs, you have to choose first to learn from the best, to invest in yourself, to do the work, to do the daily work. You have to train with the best, and that's why we created Growth Day's Mastery Program. Listen, we're gonna train you to make self-improvement a real way of life, to unlock your positive attitude and attributes at a whole new level, to get you way more productive and influential, to show you the life and career strategies that make you unstoppable and really work. But how do we do that? Well, every single week we bring you a new $50,000 or $100,000 keynote speaker, multimillionaire, or world's foremost expert to switch your brain into high performance mode, to teach you what really works in wellness, in health, in mindset, in productivity. People who really help you unblock and move ahead with really practical strategies for changing your life, your relationships, your health, your career, your mission, your purpose. Every month, we unlock a new course that would have cost you thousands of dollars to buy from other teachers on brain health or positive psychology or confidence. Every year, we give you free tickets to an unbelievable motivational and transformational seminar. Every day, I give you an advanced life coaching audio to keep your mind sharp, energized, focused, motivated, confident, ready to serve and to lead and win and build your greatest future at the levels you dream of. And I promise you, you are capable of. Every day can truly be a growth day for you, but it takes mastery in life. And that's why we have our new program, Mastery Level in Growth Day. You can go to yearofmastery.com and it will direct you to our best program in Growth Day. This is for those who really want the advanced level, who really want a breakthrough, who are tired of, hey, listen, podcasts are great, but training is another level. Go to yearofmastery.com. You deserve to join the world's number one membership for advanced personal growth and success right now. This is a membership of the real people doing the real work who have a positive mindset, a growth mindset, a willingness to be a role model, to be a leader, to serve, who desperately and deeply and joyfully love personal development, to challenge themselves, to push themselves, to achieve great things in life. Go to yearofmastery.com. Let's go. Yearofmastery.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
The fortress. What does this mean? The fortress. Did you know the strength that you are built upon? That you are building a foundation of strength in life. And it is your job to be the builder of that foundation of strength. And it's our job to be the gatekeeper of that fortress. So let me talk about a few of these concepts. See, for me, when stress and overwhelm, bad situations, difficult days, they hit me. And trust me, they hit me a lot when you run this many companies, this many team, these many events. It's like for some of you, this is your first event. This last year, we passed 100 four-day events. Yeah, four-day events. You can imagine with that, with audiences from all around the globe, how difficult things can be. Attracting the people, serving the people, taking care of the people over 4 days, feeding the people, having all the team to manage and run that in different cities, on the road, away from home, all this stuff. There's so much that can come at you. And everyone's like, doesn't that freak you out? I'm like, I have moments where it bubbles over. I feel the lightning strike, but the lightning strike doesn't kill me. The lightning strike doesn't like kill me. It strikes right next to me, says, hey, pay attention right now. Protect yourself. Get back to the fortress. So let me talk about the fortress. The fortress is your habits. You are building a strong foundation by your, write this down, positive habits. The more consistent and strong your positive habits, I often call them high performance habits. You might have a whole other set that aren't included in this. You might call them your wellness habits, your joy habits, your life habits, whatever you want to call them. The strength of those habits ensures against all the arrows and the lightning strikes of the negative range of emotions. Now, a lot of people don't like when you say negative range of emotions, but they don't feel good. They feel negative. Why can't we call things what they are anymore? I literally got schooled the other day online by this therapist. Please stop saying negative emotions. People don't have negative emotions. I'm like, yeah. I remember one time I had so much anxiety, I threw up in the bathroom before I got to the toilet. That wasn't positive, Miss Nice. That was a negative experience. It's okay to say things suck. Can I get an amen on a weekday? Good Lord, don't label anything. Okay, what color are my shoes? You're wrong. Okay. I can build a case, you're wrong. The spectrum you're seeing isn't real. Your negative emotions aren't real. Well, they sure feel real, and it looks gray, yo.
You're looking good.
Thank you. So let's talk about the fortress. What are your top five habits that protect you against stress and overwhelm? What are they? Write them down. We don't come here just to listen. We come here to workshop, to learn. So at home, as you're listening, if you're in the Grow With Day app, take your note right now. Bust out a journal right now. What are your five habits that are your core habits that protect you and strengthen you from the ongoing nature of what can be stress, what can be overwhelm? I want you to know those. As you're capturing those, after you write each one, score yourself on a scale of 1 to 10. How consistent and intense have you been with that habit in the last 90 days? 90 days began in November. So you think about your holidays. You think about your New Year's. Oh gosh, someone says. See, what people forget is they forget you're building these positive habits. It's a fortress that's strong, that's capable of enduring the weather. The weather doesn't knock me down because I have all these habits that have strengthened me against the weather, the fortress. So my habits of working out, my habits of eating well, my habits of prioritizing sleep, my habits of making sure I'm on my supplement game, my habits of making sure I have clarity at the beginning of the week, my habits of spending Sunday looking at the week, removing the things that don't make sense, my habits of making sure I'm focusing on the things that move the needle versus doing lots of little things that don't move the needle, my habits of focus and discipline, my habits of love, my habits of connection, my habits of building my relationships. All your positive habits protect against distress. Can I ask you a real quick question, even before I give you one of my habits? How many of you, in the five habits you just wrote down, has a habit of generating love or positive relationship? Raise your hand. Look around the room. Look around the room. Isn't that kind of stunning? I don't know, you can't see this at home maybe, but it looks like maybe 40% of this room who are personal development people raise their hand. See, sometimes stress beats us up because we think we're in our fortress alone. And we're not building the community that allows us to weather this storm. I have so many difficult days, and because I coach so many people and I'm with you all in the DMs and the comments and on the road and in the airports and in the airplanes and all over with you all, I hear all the stories of what people are struggling with. And often we think we're going through that alone, and I always think how lucky I am that my whole life, relationships were a priority. So when the storm does feel like it's knocking me over, I don't sit in the cave and scream in my fortress. Like, I got other people with me. They're building that strength. Your social relationships are an undermined tool for dealing with stress and overwhelm in life. You need that cathartic experience of calling a spouse and connecting with them, talking about the difficulties. You need that cathartic experience if you don't have a spouse, calling that friend, connecting with them, talking about the difficulties, talking to somebody who's a mentor, a coach, a therapist, somebody. As you learn to debrief life, it's almost like you're releasing stress as you go along the way. But see, that's just dealing with it, isn't it? What I'm here to encourage you to go from the browsing personal development person into the mastery personal. As you develop in that mastery, I want you to ask a different question. Not just how do you deal with it, but how do you rise up and build the habits that create so much joy and love in your life that a lot of that other stuff, the slings and the arrows of stress, the judgments of others, the difficult days, they just kind of ping off you a little bit. You know, when you're living in a good place, when you're living through love, when you're living through connection, when you do what we talk about in Growth Day, you seek out the aliveness and the meaningful pursuits. You're actively growing. But remember, one of those pillars we always talk about in Growth Day is connection. We all want meaningful connections. I have found the greatest unlock in life of dealing with all stress and overwhelm is to have great relationships. Because your great relationships will help navigate you through. And your relationships aren't talking about the stress. I'll give you an example. This morning, I could have texted my wife, OMG. I didn't do this. But I could have texted her this morning, oh my God, it's raining. We got so many people coming in who might not show up. I got all these people coming in who are VIPs. I really want to see them. I don't have any time. I didn't know you were going to be here so late. This last couple days, I didn't sleep as much. There's so much tension going on. We're trying to build. We just hired like 7 people this month. Like, oh my, no. This morning, I want you to know this. This is to my wife. I want you to know this. Maybe you already know because I tell you everything all the time, sometimes twice. But even though today is my event day, I hope you know that every day I wake up, I reach over for you. I start my day reaching for you and thinking of you. I think of our life and our blessings, and I thank God. I just think, thank you, God, for Denise and for my health and my mission and my life and our families. And I'm excited for today, every day. And then I stumble for coffee or tea and a book, and I hope to collide with you somewhere. I love you, sunshine. Have a wonderful day. Can I tell you the most extraordinary story, though? So that's just part of life, right? You're building relationships with people. And the more actively you build with relationships, it's like a fortress. I'm telling you, it's amazing. But I want to tell you the better part of this story. So I come out, and I'm getting ready for this morning, and some of you all know Mel Abraham, my buddy. Does all my events with me. So Mel, we're going to the elevator. We're about on our way over here. And he says, you know, there's all this stuff been going on.
at home for my wife. She's dealing with a lot of stuff. So this morning I went on some kind of app. I forgot what the name of the app. I went on the app and I just had her favorite kind of coffee latte and her favorite kind of donut from this fancy store delivered to her this morning. Is that cool? So he's on the road, but he's filling the cup. You have a lot going on in your life, but I'm here to tell you the funny thing about building a real fortress is building your relationships up. Your relationships, if you actively build them, it's kind of a surprise how much when stress hits you, it's not as much because you have your priorities clear. So what if I have a few projects falling off the rails? I got love. So what if a few projects are falling off the rails? I got health. So what if a few rumbles and tumbles and difficulties and people quitting or people getting angry or people doing, so what if there's a bigger game over here?
That's right.
If you are in a good place in your life because you've done your personal development and you prioritize the very habits you wrote down, not the ones I gave you, the ones you wrote down, you take those from a score of 1 to 10 where there are 4 or 5 and you take those 5 and you dial those things up to a 6, 7, 8, 9, or 10, watch what happens when the stuff hits you in your life. You're like, boom, I got this. Turn the person left, right, shake them and say, you got this. You got this. Hey, it's Brendan from the studio here. I want to jump in one more time and tell you about one of our partners, and that is Kajabi. If you've ever seen any of my marketing online, or you have gotten an email from me, or you've just admired kind of what we built by selling, you know, 20 plus blockbuster online courses, or where I go live in my membership areas, or how I accept money online, now well over $100 million over the years. How do I do all that? I've always used Kajabi. It's spelled K-A-J-A-B-I. And Kajabi just helps online entrepreneurs take flight because we all have to do the same thing, right? We have to figure out, okay, how do I build a web page? How do I capture emails and send emails and funnels and newsletters? How do I put content up that's for free, but also content up that's behind a paywall that I can charge money for? How do I build those membership sites? How do I organize my podcast or my blog? How do I accept money and create checkouts and order bumps and one-click upsells? How does all of that actually work? You know, if you're a life coach, how do you actually talk to a client and connect with them and schedule with them and serve them and give them a members portal area? If you're teaching online courses, how do you actually put up the course and set up automations to sell the course? And to trigger things like an email to go out when they successfully complete one of your modules. Kajabi does all of that. You even get templates that I helped build and I personally wrote to help you write even better emails to your audience. That's at kajabi.com, K-A-J-A-B-I.com. If you wanted the system that most of us in the thought leader or the expert economy really use and we've relied on for years, go to kajabi.com. Hey, I wanted to hop in here and share with you my love for community.com. Every major celebrity uses this. US presidents use this. The biggest companies in the world use this. They give you a 10-digit phone number, but it's kind of like having an inbox for your texting. You can segment it to people and they can reply back. And it's just really cool because you can also send video. And you can send audio. And it's so beautiful of a design that it's really easy to figure out. You know, I don't like all those other systems that send out like some weird little code that you just know is like a promotion. The reason they called it community.com is because they really believe you have to have a text community in the modern era. Texting adds a whole other level. People open up their texts way more. It's way more, you know, effective as a promotional vehicle. And it's something that I deeply, deeply believe in. In fact, I invested in them and I've advised the senior team. I'm telling you what, my audience loves it. It's increased the engagement across everything I do. And you can get a free demo when you go to community.com. Just like it sounds, community.com. Check it out.